A councillor's call for information about expediting an assessment of the city's landfill operations was tossed out this week. In an inquiry motion introduced at the council committee meeting, Count. Ralph Sipala sought support to have staff report on the feasibility, including resources, scope and costs of expediting the currently proposed 2023 capital project entitled Waste Diversion Site Disposal Assessment, within the 10-year capital forecast to 2022. The assessment will look at the landfill operations and waste diversion programs, as well as future disposal options. I have had a long-held view that the waste diversion site should be discontinued due to being beside and that close to Lake Simcoe, Sipala said. He said one cell at the site would likely be filled within the next year, which moves the next dumping of garbage closer to the lake. I would like to move this study up to 2022 as I believe it is needed sooner than later. Staff clarified cells would likely not be filled for at least 5 years. After hearing that, and learning the landfill has an expected 47 years of life left, Count. Mason Ainsworth said he would not support Sipala's motion. It's quite a substantial amount of time, being at the 47-year mark, he said. I don't think adding additional pressure to staff this year is appropriate. Count. Tim Lauer also voiced concerns about Sipala's request. Generally, I've never met an inquiry I didn't like or wouldn't vote for, but in this case, I'm just looking at this in regards to timing, he said. Even if the assessment were to be done this year, it would likely be the next term of council that would deal with it, he added. Count. Rob Kloostra opposed the motion, too, saying Orillia should be used as a model of how you do your waste diversion right. I think we're doing a fantastic job here with our life expectancy of our landfill site. It's rare for inquiry motions to not be supported, as they typically only result in information being presented to council, but Sipala's was defeated.